CASA, or Court-Appointed Special Advocate, are volunteers who work with children who are in the legal system maintain a sense of normalcy, often when their parents or guardians are facing legal issues. More often than not, these issues are drug-related, creating an unsatisfactory situation in the home. CASA volunteers act as a stable adult figure in the children's lives, but also keep legal officials aware of their needs. The CASA program works completely by volunteers and has struggled with awareness. It's launching a nationwide rebranding campaign to help change this. Natasha Weston is the head of CASA's Cache Valley District.
National CASA, they're changing their name, the National CASA Association, to National Court-Appointed Special Advocate, Guardian Ad Litem Association for Children. I think one of the biggest obstacles that CASA faces is that people don't know about it. Because when people do know about it, they want to know how to get involved. The new branding campaign is actually Change a Child's Story. And so kind of focusing on that and the positive aspects that being a consistent and caring adult in a child's life can have.
The campaign only recently began, so data results aren't yet available. But Weston says CASA's Utah division has been working on some initiatives of its own.
Here in Utah, we've been trying to increase our advertising efforts as well. We're getting some results from that, getting some people that are looking into it, have some ads and things that are coming out so that people can learn about it. We are trying to come up with some more e-learning. So each program provides regular in-service trainings, but sometimes it's not feasible for people to come. So we're working on developing some e-learning modules that people can complete on their own time, on their computers or on their phones or however works for them.
More information can be found at upr.org. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Stephen Smith.